Earth, sky.
Geoengineering schemes are being proposed with the best of intentions. They're trying to avoid a climate crisis that many people think will arise if we don't do something about it. But some of these geoengineering possibilities could have extremely damaging unintended consequences and could end up doing more harm than good.
You're listening to NASA senior scientist Claire Parkinson, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Parkinson is a climate researcher at the Goddard Space Flight Center. After the warmest decade on record, and with climate scientists up to 98% in agreement on human-caused global warming, according to recent surveys, scientists are seriously considering ideas to cool a warming world using our technology. Examples: painting the roofs of buildings white, or spraying reflective particles high in Earth's atmosphere. Collectively, ideas to manipulate climate deliberately are known as geoengineering. Dr. Parkinson spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar about the risks and benefits of altering climate on a global scale.
Dr. Parkinson, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Jorge, thanks very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, we'd like to speak with you about geoengineering. Most people listening now have never heard of geoengineering. What is geoengineering?
Geoengineering is the use of engineering technologies to deliberately modify the Earth's climate.
As a climate scientist at NASA, maybe you could tell us a little bit about what scientists are doing and why scientists are studying something as seemingly radical as geoengineering the planet.
I'll answer that last question first. It's actually being considered quite seriously now by a large number of people, although it's still not mainstream in terms of the number of people looking at it. But there have been quite a few conferences on it that a lot of scientists have gone to, and policymakers are also thinking about it now as well. So to get then to your earlier question, the concern is that the Earth's climate is warming up. And the thought is, if we don't do something to stop that, then it will warm up too much and we'll get problems such as more heat waves, more wildfires, sea level rise that will end up flooding a lot of coastal regions, a reduced availability of fresh water, decaying permafrost in the Arctic region, damaged coral reefs, acidification in the oceans.
So tell us more about the geoengineering possibilities being proposed and considered.
The main thrust of the geoengineering proposals is to reduce the amount of warming. And so they're aimed either at decreasing how much radiation comes into the system or increasing how much goes out. Since almost all the radiation that comes into the Earth atmosphere system is coming in from the sun, it's called solar radiation, the one primary scheme being thought of to reduce the amount that comes in is to use satellite technology and put a shield out in outer space blocking some of the sunlight from getting in. So that's the main geoengineering scheme that's being considered for lessening how much solar radiation comes in. However, there are a whole stack of geoengineering schemes to increase how much radiation goes out. And these can be divided into schemes that increase how much of the sun's radiation that comes in gets reflected and goes out, or increasing how much of the Earth's radiation, sometimes called terrestrial radiation, how much of that goes out. In terms of increasing how much of the sun's radiation gets reflected and goes out of the system, some schemes aim high in the atmosphere to increase how much gets reflected high in the atmosphere. And the scheme there that's the most talked about is one whereby aerosols or small particulate matter would be poured into the upper atmosphere to reflect sunlight away. since this is the type of thing that happens naturally when a volcano erupts vertically and sends a lot of particulate matter into the upper atmosphere, and the Earth ends up cooling a bit because of that, this is sometimes called creating an artificial volcano. And since the most recent big case of a cooling from a volcano being studied is the one from Mount Pinatubo back in the early 1990s, it's also sometimes called the Pinatubo option of geoengineering. Now, another possibility would be to let the radiation get down further into the atmosphere and instead reflect it lower in the atmosphere, in the troposphere part of the atmosphere. And the main scheme for doing that that's being proposed would be to brighten the clouds. And this would be to have structures in the oceans that would be sending a mist up into the atmosphere to help brighten the clouds. And then other schemes allow the sun's radiation to get down to the surface of the Earth and then reflect the solar radiation at the surface. And some of these suggest reflecting the radiation by putting a very reflective covering over a desert area. Others say reflect it by putting a reflective covering over an ocean area. Now, either of those two would have the really unfortunate consequence of destroying the habitat for the ecosystems that live in those regions. And so a much better way of reflecting at the surface would be instead to put a reflective covering over buildings that humans have already built, and so therefore whatever damage to the ecosystems had already occurred. And this could be done either by adding a reflective covering or simply by painting roofs white, as this would reflect solar radiation to the atmosphere. So those are all suggestions that are made to increase the reflection of the sun's radiation that comes into the Earth atmosphere system. The other possibility would be to increase the Earth's radiation that gets out. And since what's hindering the Earth's radiation from getting out is the greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, the schemes for increasing how much of the Earth's radiation gets out are based on decreasing the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. And the one that's usually talked about the most would be carbon dioxide. And so schemes to decrease how much carbon dioxide is in the atmosphere would range from simply not pouring so much in, so capturing the carbon dioxide at the emission source instead of letting it go into the atmosphere, or taking the carbon dioxide that is in the atmosphere and trying to scrub it out or filter it out in what sometimes be labeled as artificial trees, because trees do take out carbon dioxide through the process of photosynthesis. Another way of decreasing the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere would be through increasing phytoplankton in the oceans, because phytoplankton, like trees, they suck out carbon dioxide for photosynthesis. And the geoengineering scheme that's been talked about most in terms of increasing the phytoplankton in the ocean is to fertilize ocean waters that seem to be limited in iron. In other words, pick specific areas of the ocean where the nutrient limitation is iron, and then fertilize that area of the ocean with iron. And that's actually been tested out in quite a few test cases.
You've been listening to Dr. Claire Parkinson, senior scientist at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. Our thanks today to NASA and its Science Mission Directorate. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.